And what about his parents? Were they around here? Would you know?
Well, his daddy was born on Grice's Creek. And his mother was born to... Well, it's on the other side of Grice's Creek. I don't know what you'd call it. It's several miles beyond Grice's Creek. Mm-hmm.
What's this community like? Has it changed much since
you've grown up here? Well, see, I haven't actually lived here, but in this community, but about, I think, 6 years. Mm-hmm. So as far as knowing much about this community, I don't really know a lot about it. Mm-hmm. But because, like I said, I was born on Grice's Creek, and then after we married, we lived in Erin. Mm-hmm. Which, are you familiar with Erin?
I'm staying there. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's where we lived there in an apartment for a while after we married. And then from there we moved here, and we've lived here then ever since. Mm-hmm. So,
how many years did you live in Erin?
Well, we lived there from 58 to 67, so it'd be about 9, somewhere around 9 years.
Mm-hmm. And, well, just tell me some about what, well, the town that you grew up in, how that was, what that was like then, and, you know, what it's like now. And
the community where I was born.
Well, just the community that you're most familiar with, I guess.
Well, of course, the community where I was born and raised, which is the Grice's Creek community, which is just a farming community, and it's just farms. And, really, there was 10 in our family, and then just... on the next farm inside, there was the neighbors. They had, I think it was 17 children in their family. And then on the other side of us, my aunt lived up the road, my daddy's sister, and they had 7 or 8 children. So then on up the road, on every neighboring family almost had as many as 6 or 7 or 8 children. So, but of course us and the family down the road from us that had the 16 or 17 children, we were the closest of all. Mm-hmm. Of course, we played together all of our lives. But other than that, we never did even so much as, we didn't even get so far as Erin very often, which was six or seven miles to town. Mm-hmm. So we very seldom even went to town. And it was a rare occasion when we went to town. And my granddaddy on my mother's side, which lived about a mile up the road from us, he ran the grocery store up there, which we spent a lot of time up there and just thought we had got to town when we got to the grocery store. And he had it's either A model or T model Ford. I don't know which it was, because back then, very few people in that community even had a car. But he did have a car. So sometime when I spend the night up there, my grandmother would let me go to town with him. So we would... There I'd be about, say, 6 years old or something. And sometimes it'd be winter time. Mm-hmm. But he'd buy me an ice cream cone and then take me to the courthouse where he'd spend all of his time, mm-hmm. probably sitting talking to the old lawyers there in town or the other magistrates and things like that. And so that was my trips to town, usually, which was very seldom.
Yeah.
And now, see, all of the people in that community, all the children, all those people have married and moved away. And so there's really nobody there now but just older couples in the community. Mm-hmm. And in fact, see, there's still just one brother at home at mother's, and that's all. Mm-hmm. It's not married. And then the neighbors down the road had the 17.